countryman says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, welcome to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. This is James Kelso, your host. From 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Here we are on Tuesday night, August 29th, 2023. And the show, of course, is always live, as is painfully evident. And you're welcome to call in at 512, that's your Round Rock, Texas area code, 248-8252. We should have a chance to take your call tonight. We don't have a Trump event that would preclude taking calls. That's an interesting question. I didn't usually before the show, I checked that out. What is on the schedule for Trump events? I don't think anything is scheduled. Let me hit events here. No, there is no event scheduled. Wish it were otherwise, of course. Always we want to look forward to like two Trump events a week, or, you know, seven a week, two a day. But let's not get greedy. These Trump events will arise with greater frequency as we near the election. But we've got a lot of Trump information, a lot of Trump news on his Truth Social website tonight. So I'll be sharing that with you. A lot of clips, recordings of the Orange Man himself. And we all know everybody would rather hear him than me. So here's one. Let's start with this one. I liked this one today. Let me go up to it. It's pretty strongly worded. This is recorded by the president today for you, to be shared with you by millions of people, linking to it, sharing it. How many followers does the president have right now? He has 6.4 million on Truth Social. It's climbing. It's climbing. Not as fast as any of us would like. But it's climbing. All right, here he is today.
Biden is not only dumb and incompetent, I believe that he has gone mad, a stark raving lunatic with his horrible and country-threatening environmental open borders and DOJ, FBI weaponization policies. He is a mental catastrophe that is leading our country to hell. We'll end up in World War III because of this man. And for no reason whatsoever. Thank you.
Thank you. Leading our country to hell. It's pretty straightforward. And will lead us into World War III. For no reason. Wow. You know, I love Truth Social. Truth Social. What is Donald Trump about? It's the right name for his website. Truth. He's about the truth. That's why we love him. That's why he's hated by the enemy, because he speaks the truth fearlessly. All right, let's go back up to, let's see what he's up to right now. And you got to keep your eye on the president, because he posts fast. He posts frequently. All right, so I'll go here to his. He's got a post. Okay, 6 minutes ago. Don't take a nap. You'll miss a post from the president 6 minutes ago. And so here it is. We'll play it. I haven't heard it, of course. I just saw it. He in his text over his picture of himself doing the video, he says, "I am proud that I have put forward the most ambitious and visionary education agenda of any president or presidential candidate in modern history." Modestly stated. I like that.
Hello to one of the most powerful and fastest growing grassroots movements in America, Moms for Liberty. I had a fantastic time joining you at your national conference in Philadelphia this summer, and I look forward to fighting side by side with you in the battles ahead. Together, we're on a mission to take back our schools from the Marxists and communists and the radical left maniacs who are hell-bent on indoctrinating our children. I am proud that I have put forward by far the most ambitious and visionary education agenda of any president or presidential candidate in modern history. We want great schools that lead to great jobs and ultimately to great lives. To that end, we will move education back to the states. We're closing it up in Washington and return everything back to the parents.
Now, I just interrupted there because a thought flashed across my mind right there, and I need to squeeze it in now. He mentioned we will have great schools that lead to great jobs and ultimately great lives. And something I notice in all of the verbiage coming out of the colleges, they all talk about, you know, hey, Our school is going to get you to a great job. We're going to get you the job of your dreams. Well, job. You know what's missing? Go to some college orientation session. Go to a, you know, incoming class orientation. Job. Well, the job, the best jobs. Well, the best job, the best money, the most money. We're going to get you money. Money's going to be coming out of your ears. You know what they never talk about? You won't hear a single peep. I promise you. I don't care. Go from colleges to from San Diego to Bangor, Maine. From Seattle, Washington to Miami, Florida. Crisscross the country. You're not going to hear one thing talked. Completely censored out. Verboten. You can't talk about it. Nothing wrong with a great job. Nothing wrong with preparation for a great job. But is that really the point? Is that really the central question of the lives of these young people, these 18-year-olds? Is that the central question ahead of them in life for which they must prepare? And hopefully, well, Once upon a time in America, colleges prepared our youth to make families. The word family is not used. It's not talked about. And so for the young people listening to this orientation BS, this sleight of hand that's being performed, if you don't ever mention family, it's not even thought about. These people, first and foremost, they're thinking it should not be, well, am I going to make a, get a $60,000 job or a $70,000 job? Am I going to get 4 weeks of paid vacation or 6 weeks of paid vacation? No. That's not the point. It's stupid. The point is, as an 18-year-old, you're setting sail on the voyage of life, and your challenge is to form a family. Get a husband, get a wife, have children, buy a home. Raise your children. That's the core, not whether you are the lead stockbroker or the senior partner at the law firm? That's not the question. That's nice if you're the senior partner at the law firm and you got more money than you know what to do with. Good for you. But did you get married? Did you have kids? Did you build a family? If you didn't do that, forget about the senior partner in the law firm. You wasted your life, Dodo. And that's what they want you to do. They don't want you to have kids. They don't want you to have a home or a happy home. They don't want you to buy a house. They don't want you to have a home. They don't want you to have a nice suburban backyard with a garden in it, some trees. They don't want that. They want you in densely packed housing. They want you renting if possible. And they want you maybe just for your whole life dating people. And, you know, the person, you know, there was a day when a man could have a job in America, and to hell with college, to hell with the Ivy League, to hell with graduate programs. If, you know, like a Merle Haggard song, you know, if I had it at hand, I'd play it. But I make a living with my these two strong hands. And a man could make a living swinging a hammer, pushing a wheelbarrow, lifting bricks up scaffolding. You didn't need some college dope telling you, you know, you. And with that job, I remember it. I was there. I saw it. I was part of it. Your dad, I'm speaking of us 1940s baby boomers, your dad brought home a paycheck. Your mom didn't have to work. She was raising you and your three brothers, four children. Mom had plenty to do at home. She didn't even the thought never crossed her mind that I'm going to get a job, even though she's got a college degree, brilliant, brilliant woman. Did very well in journalism at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. She didn't need a job. She was raising four boys. That's a much nobler calling. But that was then. This is now. Now, mom's got a... Well, mom isn't even a mom. the lady has a job. The man has a job. The boyfriend and the girlfriend both have jobs. They don't have children. By the way, I saw a headline. We're going to go back to the present in just a moment. I saw a headline. Let me just try to remember it. I think it was something to the effect of, these numbers seem to stick out, that by the year 2030, 45% of American women won't have children. Whoa. Stop the train. Wait a minute. That is a snowball rolling to hell. All right, let's go back to the president.
It will be parental control. Finally, parental control. On day one, I will sign a new executive order to cut federal funding for any school pushing critical race theory, transgender insanity, and other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content on our children. I will eliminate all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs across the entire federal government. And I will direct the DOJ to pursue civil rights claims against any school or university that engages in racism rather than making decisions based on merit. We just won that in the U.S. Supreme Court. I will strongly support universal school choice as a right for every parent and child, using my authorities under Title IX.
Universal school choice, including, yes, homeschooling. Thank you, Mr. President. And we've got to get this guy elected. That, what he just said, was so beautiful.
I will keep men out of women's sports. How easy is that? And I will ask Congress to send a bill to my desk prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Can you imagine? You have to put that down as a platform that you are going to stop child sexual mutilation. Who would think you would ever have to say a thing like that? 5 years?
Not somebody born in the 1940s like Donald Trump or like me. He was born in 1946. I was born in 1948. No, you never dreamed that that would come to America, that that would ever be a topic. All of you younger people that think this is normal, what you're hearing and the BS that you're swimming in at your school and in your media, no, it's not. Donald Trump's generation, my generation, unimaginable that we would get here.
Years ago, 10 years ago, I will fire the rogue bureaucrats who have weaponized the justice system, starting with every corrupt official who has targeted Moms for Liberty. We will restore school discipline so that our classrooms are once again safe places for our children to learn. And I'm also going to take aggressive action to reclaim our system of higher education. It's a system right now of the Marxist left, and we're not going to have it any longer.
Oh, so good. It is. The American university college system is a Marxist lockdown. They cornered it. They got the whole thing. It's Marxism on steroids. And the president right there just declared war on it. And the numbers are mind-boggling. When Donald Trump graduated high school and entered colleges, the percentage of professors that were conservative was a high percentage, somewhat reflecting the conservatism of the country as a whole. Today, how bigly, to use a Trump adverb, how bigly have the Marxist, communist, lunatic freaks, mutants, I like that word he uses, mutants, how bigly have they taken over the colleges? Well, this was at least 5 years ago. I'm sure it's gotten worse. But somebody did a comprehensive survey of all the assistant professors and associate professors in all American colleges as to their political leaning. And guess what percentage? Now, they focused on associate and assistant professors. Why? Because those are the younger professors. Those are the ones who do not yet have tenure. So they weren't looking at the ones that come from Donald Trump and my era, which included those America-reflecting conservatives. And guess what the ratio of left-wingers to right-wingers is among associate and assistant professors in American colleges? This is 5 years ago, and it's gotten worse since. What percentage left, what percentage right? What do you think? I'm just waiting for your answer. What do you think it is? How many? What percentage? Number? 50-1. 50 left-wing lunatic Marxist mutants for one conservative. 50-1. Are you going to... Do you expect your child to figure out who that one is? You know, in a campus with, let's say... 50-1, if you were on a big school campus with 500 professors, assistant and associate, 500, 50-1, you'd have 10 conservative professors. They'd be hard to find. They might not teach your subject. We'll be right back.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today.
Welcome back to the show. We're going to come back to the president and his incredible statement on an education agenda from Donald Trump. Let's go for a moment to Charles in Florida. Charles, what's on your mind?
Sir, I was wondering, I've seen a video my friend sent me on BitChute about Mr. Trump talking about that we're going to build freedom cities, that we're going to take this land, this government land, we're going to build these 15-minute cities. And that's my major concern. Do you have anything to say about that?
I know nothing about it, and it doesn't sound central. If I haven't even heard about it, I don't think it means much of anything. So what's your second thought on your mind about which some of us may have heard?
That's pretty much it at the point. I mean, I believe it's a big club and they're all in on it.
Okay,
But that's a personal opinion.
I know the what Donald Trump has speculated on the idea of starting fresh and building American cities the way American cities were when he was a boy. We can do that. In other words, the cities are so screwed up, places like Philadelphia and et cetera, all the big cities, that they are like resuscitating them might be, you know, the patient may already be dead. So resuscitating may be out of the question. So yeah, we might need to start fresh on things, but that isn't central to the Trump agenda at all.
But yes, I'm sorry. I hope I didn't cut you off. I watched this whole thing with Hawaii, and I know that's a big part of this. As the United Nations called out, we have a 7-year plan for accelerated transformation to achieve our goals. I know the tribulation is supposed to be 7 years.
What you're talking about, you know, about Hawaii, there are all these billionaire type people like Oprah Winfrey and so on. And there's constantly talk that these people want to take over entire islands, the choicest real estate in the world, wonderful real estate in places like Montana. They want to buy it all up and they want to build their, their giant spreads. And of course they're doing that. These are totally corrupt people, totally morally deficient people. But that doesn't have anything to do with rebuilding American cities or, there's no connection there at all. But go ahead. What's another thought that you have about the Trump phenomenon?
Well, I guess my question at this point would be, do you have an email or something at the moment? I don't have something to write it down. I got a phone on me to my ear.
I have my phone number.
At the website, or I can take my phone off my head and put you on speakerphone. Is there somebody can send that video to you and you can review it, and then maybe we can get back later?
No, but anybody that ever wants to call me can dial 701, which is the only area code we have in North Dakota.
No, I need to send the video.
I know, but this is a way people can reach me. 701. Yes, 701, then 317-5317. That's a way you can reach me in North Dakota, anybody that wants to reach me. No, I don't have a website. I used to have websites. I used to be went wild on websites, but then the left canceled me on websites, and I never got back up after they knocked me down. So I've resorted to radio.
I'm just trying to look for one to send you a video that if you could see it, maybe then we could discuss it at a later point.
Yeah, you can call me anytime and describe a link to me or something like that. Is there any other thoughts that you had here tonight?
No, sir. That's it. That's it.
Okay, Charles. Well, thank you very much. I used to live in Florida myself. I used to live in Panama City Beach and on the Gulf. And then I used to live in West Palm Beach, a direct line of sight from Mar-a-Lago. I used to be able to look right across the intracoastal waterway at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. This is before Donald Trump was the president of the United States. Funny thing, I used to go by there on a daily basis. I love Florida, so thanks for calling from Florida. All right,
let's go. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go back to Donald Trump here. We'll finish up his thing about education.
Hello to one of the most powerful and fastest growing grassroots movements in America, Moms for Liberty. At a fantastic time, join.
Oh, okay. I went to the end of that. Let's go. Here's where he was. Okay.
Of higher education. It's a system right now of the Marxist left, and we're not going to have it any longer. When I'm your president, these communists, fascists, and others will no longer be allowed to rule the lives of our children, no longer be allowed to take away the authority of loving parents. Thank you very much. You do a fantastic job. We love you, and we're with you. God bless America.
Now, folks, what you just heard was beautiful. And it shows a man who gets it, 100% gets it. Whatever it is you are worried about a great leader getting, he's got it. All the ingredients of everything we believe is in that little statement right there. And his condemnation of the whole college system as Marxist. I mean, who has had the stones to say that? Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone. And new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip no to Big John.
Big John. Hey, we're Big back. John. And, not standing 6'6" and not weighing 245, but did you catch this the other night when we announced it? At his booking in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County Jail Courthouse, jail. He was booked into jail, Donald Trump, not 6'6" and 245, but they took that famous mugshot. Oh, that wonderful mugshot. Ooh, I love it. I've got my shirt. I've got my cup. They're coming. And the police in the Fulton County Jail booked him in, and they measured him, his height, and they weighed him. Not 6'6", weighing 245. No, standing 6'3", weighing 215. Oh, you can hear Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski having the dry heaves. 6'3", 215. Folks, that is a tip-top competitor. That is Muhammad Ali was 6'3", and weighed 215 when he was champion of the world. Now, I'm not saying Donald Trump take his shirt off and you'd confuse him with Muhammad Ali, but son of a gun. At age 77, 6'3" and 215, that is Donald Trump is ready to rumble. He is fit. And this is, and of course, the left doesn't like, they hate this because they want Donald Trump to be way out of shape, and you know, they want every bad thing to happen to him. And that's just a beautiful fact. And it means, of course, that the president was a little bit heavier. I mean, so it seems, looking at the pictures. He was a little bit heavier a few months ago. So something happened, didn't it? Something happened. And I think this incredible competitor who fights to win, he's like Muhammad Ali when he got a little bit heavy for the ring. You go into the gym. You go into the sweat room. You watch, you push the plate away. And you bring your weight down. And you build up your muscle mass. So that, Donald Trump has clearly gone on a fitness program to go into the Fulton County Courthouse and weigh 215 at 6'3". Very nice. All right, let's go to... Now, here's a story that surfaced today. And you heard it here. It's not that original on my part here, but let me remember Creskin. Remember when Johnny Carson did the Creskin Act, and he had an envelope, and he was psychic, you know, that Creskin was. And he had his turban on, and he had an envelope. And what was his name? What was his sidekick's name? Oh, I can't remember it. What was his sidekick's name? Ed. What was his name? He would hand him the envelope. Johnny Carson would open it, and instead of giving you the answer, he had to give you the question. So Ed McMahon would give him the answer. Then he had to, the question was in the envelope, and he would have to divine it. So he would rip the envelope and then give you the answer. So here it is. I'm going to be Creskin tonight. Creskin sees this. Joe Biden will not be on the ballot for 2024. He will be, and what's going on, this is again me saying, I think what's going on behind the scenes is that the people that run the Communist Party, people like Communist Barack Hussein Obama, who was trained by his communist actual father, who was, remember his name, it'll come to me in a moment here, the man who actually fathered Barack Obama, who was not Barack Hussein Obama Sr. They are in panic mode because they know that Joe Biden is a train wreck for them, and they've got to get rid of him. But now the problem, Joe Biden is, Donald Trump's right, he is mad. He's insane. He's out of his mind. He's not cooperating. I'm sure they're yelling at him behind closed doors. I don't know how much of a help or hindrance Jill Biden is being in this process. Maybe she's as nutty as her husband and is power mad. But he's not cooperating behind closed doors. They're telling him, Joe, withdraw. Announce that you are a one-term president. Announce that you're done. And give your blessing to your successor, who we will then pick. He won't do it. He's power mad. He wants a second term. He had two terms as vice president with Barack Hussein. Now he wants two terms as president. So they have to go to plan B. He's not cooperating. Screaming at him doesn't work. So they're going to have to force him to quit the race. And Greg Kelly on Newsmax announced today that there is... Now, how would you do it? Okay, first of all, if you run the Communist Party and your name is Barack Obama, how would you do it? How do you force Biden out? Well, you ask the question, who's got the photos? Who's got the photos? If you know what I mean. You know, those embarrassing pictures that they settle the matter? Who's got the evidence? Who's got the goods? Well, of course, the inner circle of the Communist Party, they have the goods on Joe Biden. They know about the money he's stolen. They know about the corruption. They know so much more than we have heard so far. So here's what they're doing. Apparently, there are some audio tapes, and their files include all kinds of evidence, you know, the photos, so to speak. There are audio files of Joe Biden where he is dead to rights, convicts himself of treason. And they have those audio tapes. And they have let it be leaked that those are going to be released between Labor Day and Halloween. So about a month, in the next month, they're going to leak something, or at least use it to blackmail Joe Biden into announcing he's not going to be running in 2024. This Kreskin predicts, that's the answer that I see in the envelope here. That's the answer. And then what are they going to do? That gives them 1 year to come up with their new horse in the race. And, you know, people talk about Gavin Newsom as the guy, and that sounds about as good as anybody's guess. But they need a year to build this guy up. The Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski will have to glow daily about Gavin Newsom. What a hero he is. What a great man he is. What a kind and wonderful person he is. They need to pump out a year of that kind of BS in order to get the public conditioned for Joe Biden's successor. My point is this, they've got to act quickly. You can't do all that work in 2 months. So you can't get rid of Joe Biden, you know, 6 months before the election. You got to have a year. So that, for me, that sets the timetable. Kreskin says Joe Biden will be officially announced as out of the race within 30 to 60 days of right now. And the build will start for whoever it may be. It won't be Camel Face Harris. That won't be her. They don't want to jump out of the pan into the fire. So it'll be somebody like Gavin Newsom. They'll start the build, and there you go. And there's a bit of misfortune for us there, because we've spent so many now years tearing apart at Joe Biden and establishing in the American mind that Joe Biden is a traitor. And America agrees now. America understands the man is nuts. He's out of his mind. He's getting us into World War III. He's destroying our country. He's opened the border. Get rid of this guy. That's what America is ready for that. But then when they're going to get rid of Biden themselves. And then we're left twiddling our thumbs, you know, sucking our thumbs, so to speak, as the American public. Now what do? We got a new guy. We got Gavin Newsom. So we're not ready. We haven't been conditioned to hate, or not conditioned, that's the wrong word, educated, informed enough to hate Gavin Newsom the way we hate Joe Biden. So that's a problem for us. And it'll be up to Donald Trump to, you know, do that job of educating the public on who Gavin Newsom or whomever it is that will be facing Donald Trump. But it won't be Joe Biden. All right, let's take a call from, let's welcome in, as we always do, James in Vancouver. Hi, James.
Yes, good evening. Called in to say hello.
Yeah, thank you. What do you think about do you remember Kreskin on the Johnny, not Kreskin, Karnak?
Karnak.
Yeah, Karnak. The great Karnak, yeah. There was Karnak, another guy, yeah. Folks, named Kreskin, who also did, you know, psychic tricks.
That's a different act, but I know.
That's it. Yeah, Karnak. Do you remember Karnak?
Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson. Yeah, it was quite a time.
Great. Yeah, that was great. And those were the days, folks. Those were the days when Johnny Carson could be puffing on a cigarette at his desk and, you know, sticking it in the ashtray right there next to his guest. It was, I mean, what an unbuttoned time that was. What an politically and every other ways incorrect time that was. You know, none of this, you know, climate change baloney and so on. If you smoked a cigarette, I've never smoked a cigarette, boys and girls. But if you smoked a cigarette, you proudly smoked your cigarette. And anyway, that was. So, what do you think of Carnac's prediction that Joe Biden is not going to be on the November 2024 ballot?
Well, probably he won't be. Who will be? I'm not too sure either.
It's really wide open. I mean, Gavin Newsom has talked about, but it's wide open, and that kind of speaks to the handicap. Well,
Bobby Kennedy Jr. is a Democrat, am I right?
Oh God, Bobby Kennedy right now in New Hampshire is polling 31% of the vote.
Well, as a Democrat, he could take the nomination, and then, well, the Democrats would have a problem. And it would be a dilemma there.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Bobby Kennedy, I'm glad you raised that point. Bobby Kennedy Jr., the son of Robert F. Kennedy, he is polling at 31% among Democrats in New Hampshire right now. Now, folks, that means delegates. That you get 31%. And at this point, I mean, we're just getting warmed up here. So that bodes the possibility that Bobby Kennedy could beat Joe Biden in New Hampshire, or let's say Gavin Newsom, and then Bobby Kennedy brings a movement with delegates into the Democrat convention, which I believe will be in Chicago. And
see, the Democratic Party would be in a corner. Go ahead, the Marxists. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, the Marxists would be an incredible food fight would occur. If you think what was the year? Was it 68 with the Democrat convention in Chicago where they started rioting? I forget what year it was.
Yeah, yes. Sometime I remember that day. I watched the whole thing, me and my grandmother from Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Watched the whole thing unfold.
It'll get, they'll be throwing stuff. They'll be throwing chairs and stuff if Bobby Kennedy comes in strong. Because the Marxists hate this guy. He's got too much integrity. He's too honest. He tells way too much truth. So there's a two-stage. Two people have a problem. First, it'll be the Democrats will have a problem with Bobby Kennedy. The second stage of a problem will be Donald Trump. Because Bobby Kennedy is going to be a very, very strong candidate. And Donald Trump would probably agree. This is not an easy win to take out Bobby Kennedy in the general election. So, I'm a Trump man all the way. I'm not a Bobby. I love Bob Kennedy, and I love his truthfulness, and I admire the guy no end. But no, I don't want him to be a presidential candidate against Donald Trump. And he would have incredible appeal. And if he did win, let's just put it this way. If Bobby Kennedy were the candidate and he actually beat Donald Trump, Bobby Kennedy would repair some of the damage that's been done to America. Some of the damage would be repaired, and some of the slide into Marxism would be arrested. I don't think that's enough. Frankly, I love Donald Trump. He is the greatest, just to show you how I can. Donald Trump is the greatest man who's ever been in power or political life.
He's like Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest.
He is the greatest. Yes, he is. And I don't think, I didn't tell you this, folks, and you never heard it, and it's a forbidden thought. And I'm going to contradict myself in a few seconds, but just to kind of let it all hang out, let my hair down, and just between us girls, I'll tell you, I don't think even Donald Trump can fix it. I don't think it's so bad. We have gone so far down into the toilet. I don't know that even the greatest in history, Donald Trump, can pull us out of the toilet. I don't know. Now, I'm going to contradict myself. I didn't say that. We are going to win, and we are going to make America great again. We will save America, and that's obligatory, folks. all of us, you've got to repeat that mantra. You got to say that over and over again. And you got to believe we can do it. And like Muhammad Ali, when he's had his night lights knocked out, I think there was one fight where he got his lights put out. You got to get up off the canvas as if it hadn't happened.
I looked up a tidbit of information the other day, and did you know,
right,
in the 1950s, Detroit, Michigan was the richest city in the world.
Really? Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. And also, in all of, you know, this is another thing that's happened, folks. The center, well, we'll talk about it right after the break, and then we'll also include Tom in Utah. We'll bring him in. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Let's bring listener Tom in Utah into the conversation. Tom, welcome.
James, I just don't understand how you can disparage Gavin Newsom. Look how wonderful Pacific Palisade, Topanga Canyon, Malibu, Santa Monica have become now that Gavin Newsom has annexed it into Mexifornia.
Yeah. Of course, I used to live in California for most of my life, and I was talking with a very close friend in California just a couple of days ago, and I, in the course of the conversation, I mentioned, you know, just as a matter of course, well, California's been wrecked. And my friend, you know, we would never say something like that when we lived in California. It was the land of milk and honey. It was paradise. It was wonderful. But my, all I heard at the other end, my friend just, I heard like a sigh of like, you know, that hit too close to home, because my friend still lives in California. And you're right, Tom. It has been wrecked. And
by the way, I'm kind of proud of Bob Barker. He made it to almost to 100. Did you know that?
Yeah, I saw that headline. Yeah, he was just ready to hit 100. Gee whiz, that's too bad he didn't make it. But the but 99, hey,
well,
I'll take that.
He made 20 more years, though. He did make 20 more years. He was struggling when he came to me in 1999.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
Gretchen Weider brought a group of her friends, including Kirk Douglas and Olivia de Havilland, you name it, and Bob Barker. He was trying to find the secret, and thankfully he took advice and made the change and benefited. He got 20 more years.
Very nice, very nice.
He was wrestling with elephants a couple of weeks before, believe it or not.
What was he doing?
Rescuing elephants.
Oh, my goodness. Now a caller messaged in while we were talking here, James and Tom, and the name I was trying to remember, the actual father of Barack Hussein Obama, is Frank Marshall Davis.
Right.
And he is Frank Marshall Davis. You can look at his picture. I'm amazed. There's a Wikipedia article on him. Look at him, and you'll see Barack's face in Frank Davis, which you don't see, by the way, in Barack. The guy from Kenya, Barack Obama from Kenya, doesn't look anything like Barack Jr. But you see Barack's face in Frank Marshall Davis, of course, with a tremendous admixture of his mother, Stanley Ann Dunham, who was a white woman. And so that's why Barack Obama looks so strange. And he is, but Frank Marshall Davis, they don't mention anything about this. Of course, they know this about the personal life. He was married. He had a son and blah, blah, blah. But here's what they don't mention. And this is well known. Frank Marshall Davis was being monitored by Stanley Ann Dunham's father, who was working for the FBI. And he was monitoring Marshall as a shadow. He was shadowing Marshall as the head of the Communist Party in Honolulu. And I'll just say it real quickly. He was doing a strip magazine, a porno magazine, with Barack's mother. Of course he was sleeping with her. Of course he's the father. Oh, we didn't get to develop that interesting theme. We'll bring it up maybe tomorrow. See you in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow, folks.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.